Hey, welcome everybody. My name is Mary Strauss, and I am a Diamond Gift Director, and I am very honored to be here with all of you tonight. I wanted to just take a few minutes out and just say thank you to all of you who have been participating in the LBB Challenge. We really are very proud of everyone's efforts, and we're just, you know, very glad that you're here taking the time to listen to these calls, and we hope that this will help definitely make your businesses grow. So, again, just thank you for being on these calls. Now, if you're brand new, welcome. I still remember when I enrolled in the Labella Baskets, I was super excited about this business and a little overwhelmed at the same time. But the good news is that the feeling of excitement stays with you and the feeling of being overwhelmed will go away. If you're feeling a little overwhelmed, it's natural. You're brand new to the business, just like, you know, when you start a regular, you know, a new job or any other business. At the beginning, it just seems, you know, too much sometimes, but it's new. And then after a while, you get comfortable and, you know, you just kind of go with it. So same thing here. So don't, you know, be hard on yourself. Get excited that you own your own gifting business, and this gives you the opportunity to build an amazing income. One thing I would recommend is to be patient with your business and make the commitment to yourself and to your business to be here within a year from now. You really have to give yourself time to build and grow, and that is a true statement. Give yourself enough time, okay? We all will go through obstacles, but you want to overcome them, and you can. You just got to be patient and stay on board with everything. Make it a goal to set to get good at this business. You will absolutely surprise yourself. You're going to find skills that you never thought that you had. I never thought that I could speak in front of a large group, but this has definitely changed for me. The more I practice and the more I get comfortable with it. And I've been here a few years, and the smartest thing I ever did was stayed on board. And naturally, if you continue doing this business, everything grows. Now I have a dynamic team, and I love the income I generate from this business. At the beginning, I ran into a lot of obstacles and challenges, but I just embraced all of them. It's all, you know, it's all part of making, you know, you better. And this is true for everything and every aspect of our life. So, but especially in your business, you have to, you know, stay in touch, stay focused, and stay on board. You've joined a really good company. There are just so many amazing consultants here, you know, that helps you. Everyone takes so much pride in working together as a group. It's more fun, it's more productive, and we truly are a family. And I know this for a fact because I've been in a lot of different home businesses, and I've never seen so much support and help from everyone in one company. So this is a true blessing to be here with Labella, and I thank every day that I'm here, and I hope that you guys will too, and I hope you realize really what you have in the palm of your hand, and it can grow big for everybody. Okay, so now today's topic is how to finish the year strong and get ready for 2014. I know there are so many great things around the corner. Excuse me, I'm losing my voice here, around the corner for Labella Baskets, and you might be thinking, you know, I'll just wait till January. I'll put it off after all the holidays, and perhaps you're saying I'm just too busy. This is the month, you know, not to slow down, okay? This is the busiest time of the year. The other day, Janice posted in the Facebook group, and she just sent out an email today about this, about the online sales. So I'm just going to read this a little bit so you can just see some of the stats that they have out. That Forrester Research released its 2013 U.S. online holiday retail forecast Monday, okay, which reveals that holiday shoppers are by and large choosing the internet over the crowded and stress-inducing physical stores. You know, it's crazy. Online sales are predicted to generate $78 billion in the U.S. between November and December 31st, which is, by the way, significant, 15% from last year, according to the Adobe. $1.5 billion will be spent online on Black Friday alone. Some other interesting stats that she posted, people are spending more on average. An individual spend $472 this year versus $419 from last year. 61% of online consumers agree they do this because it's easier than going to a store. So by the end of 2013, 41% of all retail purchases will have been influenced by online research or shopping. So whatever you do, don't let December go by without promoting your business. We have team members that are getting large orders and moving to new income levels this month. People are sending more gifts, and people are looking, you know, for a way to make extra income. Also, remember, we have the opportunity promotion when you get your free website in the back office free for an entire year. That's, you know, that's great for this month, and people can join before the promotion ends. So definitely get out there and start promoting. I know it can be easy getting wrapped up in the holidays, and I totally understand. I have a family. I have grandkids. Our lives are busy, and then, of course, we have all the holidays that, you know, are coming through now. I do try to do all my shopping at one time. I get it all the way. This will just save you time, okay? If you, you know what you want to get, make that list and get it ready, and then just kind of go out and do your shopping. Then, of course, I set a schedule. Now, for me, no matter what, I still work my business regardless what's going on in my life. I work when I don't feel good because I want to. I want to be successful, and I will do that, you know, whatever needs to be done. I work around my appointments, so if I need to work at night or on the weekends, I will. I treat my business like a job, and I have to say I am the hardest boss that I ever had, and I show up to work every day. So now let's talk about the short-term goals for this month. Now, here are two important questions I want you to ask yourself. What can you do now to get a membership or a team member or a customer? And then the other one is, what can you do now to finish 2013 strong? Okay, now, how to get a membership? Approach people you know or approach businesses. Use the LBB Savers. They're selling like hotcakes, and they're really a no-brainer for people. Great way to get into companies. And if they can save money, they're going to want to listen to you. You can find all the email templates and the flyers and the training site. All of this is under the tab training, and then just select the LBB Savers. Now, how to get a new team member. People are always looking for ways to make extra income. There are so many ways to get the word out about this opportunity. Many of us market online using the Facebook, Craigslist, free ad, classified ads. However, there are lots of opportunities in your hometown. The market is wide open, so don't be afraid to, you know, give out your card to people when you go out shopping. Give your business card to a cashier that, you know, you're standing in line with. Tell them this is just a great way for them to make extra money, and they don't have to put up with nasty people. So don't be afraid to just look online and offline marketing, okay? How to get more customers. Excellent call to listen to is Jennifer Lewis. She sold, you know, over $10,000 in gifts. Log into the training site and then on the tab, click on the calls. Jennifer loves the gift basket drawing, and she talks a lot about how she uses that program to grow her customer base. It's just an excellent, excellent call to listen to. Most of all, stay focused and accountable this month, and I highly recommend go to the LBB Challenge site and then print out the action plan. If you go into the training site and under the calls, there's going to be a link for the LBB Challenge calls. Just click on the action plan. Print out the five action steps that you can be doing, okay? And also, I want to share with you four different things to help you make this December successful. Number one is prospecting and planting those seeds. Again, you're going to want to talk to as many people as you can this year. To do this, you do need to increase your ads. If you speak to prospects and for some reason they can't join now or for whatever reason, just planting those seeds now is what you want to do. The new year starts, you're going to be getting callbacks, and this happens all the time. We get lots of people that call us in January because that's the time that everybody wants to make their New Year's resolutions. Many people spend a lot of money during the holiday, and they want to learn how to make money so they can pay off those bills. Again, those New Year's resolutions, they want to get out of debt or work at home. So this is the month. The goal is to talk to as many people as you possibly can to prepare yourself for the January month, okay? It's going to be big for wanting people to come into the business. And don't think about the yes or the no's, okay? Your entire goal is just to talk to as many people as you can because this is going to ensure that you get lots of callbacks come January. So prep yourself to talking to the people this month, as many as you can. Remember, the people that join this month, they probably already know a lot of people that are sending gifts, so they can start generating, you know, a check very quickly. Now, again, the LBB Challenge site, go there, and you can go to the action plan and then print out 30 conversations a week document. That'll help keep track of everything for you. Number two is the training. If you're brand new, get trained and sharpen your skills. Practice your presentation over and over again so that you're good. You want 2014 to come around, and you want to be ready for that flow. Practicing is the best way to get good at this business, okay? So work at mastering or getting better on marketing. Study ways that you can get that message out about the membership opportunity and your gifts. We have marketing tab in the training site. I would get comfortable with that section. Actually, I would kind of get comfortable with the whole training section because everything is going to be in there that you need to just to grow your business and be successful. If you are senior, if you're a senior gift basket director and above, make sure that you join our LBB leadership group. Work on your leadership skills. We also have a leadership section in the training site. Now, and that's a perfect time to sharpen your leadership skills and get ready for 2014. Number three, get a good attitude. I can't say this one enough. 90% of this business is attitude and 10% is skills. Attitude is the key to the business. Take a look at Amy Gonzalez. She really didn't come in with many skills, but she has an amazing attitude about her business. She didn't come in with phone skills or marketing skills. She could have easily said, you know what, this is too hard, or I have four boys, I just don't have the time. Amy had a really good attitude, and that's how she's pushed herself to those next levels. She's having a good attitude, and the first thing that's the first thing that you really need to work on. I get inspired by listening to the LBB Challenge calls that are hosted by the other leaders, listening to the company call, and also getting connected with our Facebook group. I know working at home can be tough sometimes. It really is easy just to say, you know what, I'll work my business tomorrow or the next day or next week. We have to stay self-motivated. So it's easy to get discouraged when an obstacle jumps in our way. So that's why it's so important to have a good attitude. And how do you keep that good attitude? Well, I work on my personal growth. You can find the personal growth section in the training site. Select the leadership and then select audios. For example, you can listen to the two audios a week from the site. I also like DaniJohnson.com. The audios there are on her site are all free. These audios keep me focused and on the big picture. It's very easy to lose track of the big picture because it does seem, you know, so far off at first, or if we can't touch it right away, we get discouraged. You need to have that motivation behind you. Listening to the audio, attending the training calls will keep you on the right track. I promise you it will. I've noticed that if I don't listen to these audios or if I skip a company call, I can see a difference in my attitude and my production. So I encourage all of you to work on your personal growth because it's worked amazingly for me and, you know, in my business. And also partner with other positive team members. Surround yourself with people that have big goals. Number four are the goals. Write out what you want to accomplish this month and what you plan to do to make it happen. Start now, and you're going to be in good shape. I also encourage you to take the inventory and write down what you have accomplished this year. What title did you reach? How much did your check go up? What did you accomplish this year that made you feel good? Write those down. This year, I'm more than ecstatic. I'm very pleased. This is the best year I've ever had with Labella. So I'm ready, already looking into the future on how I want my life to look for next December. I'm painting a picture where I want to be. I'm writing everything out in long-term goal and setting daily, weekly, or even monthly goals. But I'm setting those goals, and I'm putting them in front of me, okay? I'm looking at it. I want to stay focused, and I do want to stay on track. So setting goals has been very successful to me. And I just think this is a necessity when you do work at home because you do. You'll have other distractions to keep you going and put you off course. You want to stay focused. So set those goals. Get those action plans in place. You want to stay consistent with the daily effort. And then next December, you're all going to be sharing how you reach them, and you're going to feel amazing. Trust me, it's going to work for all of you. So those are my suggestions on how to end the year with a bang. And you might be thinking, I don't have time for all of that because I have holiday stuff. This is the perfect time to implement all the time management skills. To get to that program of the time management, I want you to log into the training section and click on the site index. Scroll down, and toward the bottom, you're going to see the time management link. It's a great program that will help you and keep you on focus, okay, and stay on task. And this will help in your personal life as well, okay? What do you want to accomplish for 2014? Do you want to get out of debt, save up for vacation, fire your boss? 2014 can be your year to shine, and it all begins now. So if you're saying, I want 2014 to be the best year ever, you can do it, okay? I believe in every one of you. If one person can do it, you all can do it. There's only one question that you have to ask. What are you going to do right now to position yourself for a better year? Nothing becomes dynamic until it becomes specific. So hoping and wishing won't work. You know, the way it will only work is if you take the action now. It strategically set yourself up to have a fantastic 2014. So I encourage you to go to the LBB Challenge Call site, click on the goal setting, and there you can print out the goal setting document and look at it and put it on your vision board to keep you focused. Okay, so before I wrap up this call, I just want to remind you all, too, on ways to save money. Don't forget to use your LBB Rewards program. It's a great benefit. You have over 1,000 stores that, you know, the best-known retailers to shop online and get cash back. Okay, well, again, I want to thank you all. I want you all to have a great week. And don't forget to go to our Facebook and share your goals for this month. And I know you're all going to have a great and fantastic 2014. So keep going, guys, and I look forward to seeing all your goals on Facebook. Have a good night, everyone.